Okay. Even though it seems so difficult to grieve when I have known great joy also. It seems so difficult to grieve when I'm still getting what I want. It seems so difficult to grieve without falling into the grief and losing myself. It seems so difficult to grieve without going into anger and resentment and frustration. All the pain of grief.
All the pain of grief.
The way my mind rebels. And yet won't stop questioning. The whys that cannot be answered. And even if there was an answer, it wouldn't change anything. All the powerlessness of questions that have no answers. All the difficulties, not just mine, but the pain of life itself. How could a child die? How could a child die? How can I feel right being in a world where even children aren't safe? All the ways I'm in conflict. All the ways I'm in conflict. And I don't want my pain.
And I don't want my pain.
And my questions.
And my grief.
And my anger.
And my anger.
To hurt the other babies. That I want to love already. All the conflict within me. Gratitude for my safety in life.
Even in my outrage.
At the loss of other life. The senselessness of it. And then I go into guilt.
What could I do differently?
I'm sure I'm at fault somewhere.
All the ways.
Human grief is shocking.
It's painful.
It's traumatizing.
Because I'm here
and willing to contribute,
I'm seeking to release
all excess trauma
of shock,
of grief,
of anger,
of unfairness.
I'm seeking to release
the devastating trauma
of a broken heart,
an unanswered mind.
I'm begging
to be released
from all excess trauma
that doesn't let me sleep,
that doesn't let me forgive,
that leads me into the darkness of guilt
when I don't see a way out.
All the ways I'm designed
to circle
right back into the pain.
The way humanity has done.
All our years on this planet.
I want to break that pattern now.
The other babies.
I want to be fully present
with a heart
ready to love
without guilt.
Without fear.
Without resentment.
All the ways I have been traumatized
by senseless loss,
personally
and through others.
I'm seeking to release what can be released
so that my heart might know wholeness.
Today more than ever,
we're all reaching to heal our hearts
so that we can move forward
instead of circling back again
into the unanswerable questions
and the shocking pain of it.
I'm never going to understand.
I'm never going to agree.
I'll never know how it can make sense.
How it can be okay.
At any level. And yet I am choosing,
desiring to choose.
To find healing for my heart.
So that I might be available.
At an entirely different level.
For everything.
In my future.
All the ways we as humans.
Pay the pain forward.
Pay the pain down another generation.
Sometimes through fear.
Sometimes through anger.
Sometimes through hatred.
But also through grief.
That cripples us.
Limits us.
I'm not choosing
to pass this down
or pass it around.
Today I am choosing
to be the heroine of my own heart.
To write my story differently.
So that all the babies
might feel my love
with no judgment.
They weren't here long enough.
And yet their siblings will be here.
I am choosing to be the catalyst.
That allows grief to stop with me.
I'm choosing to love my babies.
Even though I didn't get to know them.
I am choosing to love
all the ways
I have been called
to open my heart.
Even when I don't understand.
Even when I never knew.
It could feel this much emotion.
In just 1 year.
All the ways my heart
has been stretched
beyond belief
in the previous year.
It's amazing
that I'm alive,
that I'm choosing life.
And now it is a gift.
It is my gift to the world.
That I am choosing life
and love
for all the babies,
for all the people.
For all of us
that don't understand this life
and show up to participate anyway.
The way I would reach out to someone else,
I reach out to myself now.
I give myself permission
to accept
the healing of my heart,
even when I don't agree.
Even when I'm shocked.
Even when I'm devastated.
I give myself permission
to be the change
I want for all the world.
I embrace healing of my heart.
Even though it seems impossible.
Even though it seems wrong.
I choose healing of my heart.
I choose to let go of judgment.
Resentment.
And I choose the healing
for all of us
that only comes
from our hearts.
I choose
to be here,
to live,
not compromised in grief,
but to live.
I give myself direction
to allow my heart to heal
so that I know
the great love
of being a mother
four times over,
of being a mother
that can never be taken from me,
no matter what circumstance.
no matter what shock,
no matter what grief,
it cannot be taken from me.
This heart,
this knowing,
I give myself permission
to allow healing
within me,
around me,
through me,
by me,
for me.
I choose life,
not a compromised life,
not half a life.
I choose full life.
I've known great loss.
And I give myself permission
to know great fulfillment too.
I choose life.
And I choose to know love
in as great a capacity
as I have known loss.
This heart of mine
that has been stretched
and pulled
and bended,
bent
in all the ways
it doesn't feel possible
to survive
what my heart has experienced.
I'm choosing life
with wholeness of my heart
anyway.
Okay, big breath.